Indianapolis Cannonballers pregame show live here from Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers picking up their third win in a row last night over the Carolina Mudcats. Big 8-3 win. Joined by Ballers infielder Jordan Sprinkle, fourth round pick in 2022 out of UC Santa Barbara. Mr. Jordan Sprinkle, I've given you the nickname up at the broadcast booth, the Rainmaker. So I just wanted to get a quick little check-in, though. Any other nicknames or Rainmaker sticking for you? You like that?
Oh, that's perfect. You know, a lot of people call me Sprinkle, obviously my last name, but, you know, Rainmaker, I like that a lot.
Hey, we love it. We'll roll with it. So, first season as a pro, obviously just recently drafted fourth round pick by the Chicago White Sox. You're already soaring up the prospect charts in the top 20 in the Chicago White Sox organization. So far, so good, though. First year as a pro. You've made it to Kannapolis. You doing well so far? How are you enjoying it?
I love it. Thank you. You know, it's a great experience, I think. Being here, especially with some of the other guys now, learning from the guys that have been here prior, you know, coming out and competing every day, staying even keeled, trying to get better, and, you know, I'm blessed, definitely.
So we look as recently as last night, a three-hit night last night. It's your first multi-hit game as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. But talk to me also, that ninth-inning play last night, nobody out, batter comes up, it's a ground ball deep in the hole, you cover a whole bunch of ground, and then I thought I saw Derek Jeter out there at the shortstop position, made the play, turn around, fired across the diamond. Who do you model your game after at all, or are you a completely unique player?
Yeah, no, I really... I try and look at guys that are similar to my size. So, you know, Mookie Betts, Tommy Edman, a couple of those guys I really enjoy watching play. You know, I just try and be me. You know, my dad, when we practice all sorts of plays. Some that may never show up, but it's good just to have it in the toolkit. And, you know, I was lucky enough to get to that ball and get up and throw it. Tim Elko made a good stretch, and we were able to get that guy. So I was really happy with it.
So you're adjusting well. Tim Elko, another new face. This is like a whole new team. Just even this week, we've changed the roster quite a bunch. How important is it over these next couple of games, these last few weeks, to start to build that chemistry, get the clubhouse all together as a team, and close out the season on a high note?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone is on the same page with that. I don't think there's anyone in our dugout, in our clubhouse right now that's an eye guy. So, you know, we're looking to collectively win games, collectively put together good at-bats on the mound and everything. And, you know, I'm really excited for this team. I think we have a great team.
So fourth-round pick 2022, Jordan Sprinkle joining us tonight, though. Fourth-round pick in 2021 for the Milwaukee Brewers, Logan Henderson, is on the ball. Maybe some keys to get that fourth victory in a row for you and the entire Ballers team. Number four in a row is right there. We'll have our fans here in attendance, as well as a couple four-legged furry friends bark at the park night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Some keys to victory going up against a tough arm tonight in Logan Henderson.
Good at bats, you know, playing with confidence, really making them work, staying within ourselves as players, you know, and just going out and having fun. I mean, I think that's what the theme has been for us these last few games, and we're going to continue that, and we're looking to come out on top.
There you have it, folks. Jordan Sprinkle, our shortstop, one of our new infielders here in Kannapolis. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us. This has been your Ballers pregame show interview. Dan Elodia will have the broadcast for you at 7 o'clock, MILB.TV, and the free audio stream, kcofballers.com. And we will take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the Kannapolis Cannonballers enter a Wednesday night matchup with the Carolina Mudcats, winners of three in a row. They picked up a win last night in the series opener here against these Carolina Mudcats, and then picked up the wins on Saturday and a Sunday in Columbia against the Fireflies. So three in a row. Ballers will look to make it four tonight against the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app.
Dan Lodi bringing you all the action tonight. Martin Carrasco will deliver the pitch and is fouled off by Alberis Ferrer for the first pitch. 81 degrees, 6:59. We're about a minute early here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 81 degree night, a little overcast, but we will stay dry and be playing baseball here tonight. Carrasco on the bump, making his first appearance of 2022 as this 0-1 is grounded into center field by Ferrer for a base knock. Just like that, two pitches into the ballgame. The Mudcats already have a runner on. Alberis Ferrer is on first base. It'll send Robert Moore, the switch hitter, to the plate. Martin Carrasco on the bump, his first start. 6 foot, 165 pound righty from Tijuana, Mexico. He spent most of 2021 here in Kannapolis, making his first appearance of this season. He's a Rule 5 pick in the minor league phase back in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox out of the San Diego Padres organization. As Robert Moore will dig in, first pitch is on the inside part of the plate. However, it is a two inside for Robert Moore. 1-0 is your count. Ballers winners of three straight. Carolina had their six-game win streak snapped with last night's loss as the 1-0 is lifted high and fell by Robert Moore. 1-1 is your count now. On the shortstop for the Carolina Mudcats, another top prospect, Robert Moore. Second-round compensation pick in 2022 out of Arkansas, former Razorback. There's a 1-1 for Martin Carrasco. Pitch on the way, swung and missed in the dirt, now 1-2. Alberis Ferrer at first base already. One batter faced for Martin Carrasco, and there was already a runner on. Robert Moore at the plate. Awaiting on deck is Henry Mendez in the order for Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats. 1-2 count. Carrasco looks in for the signs. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and foul down the left field line. Keep it at 1-2. We'll do it again. Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Bringing a lot of talent here. A lot of new talent. Robert Moore being one of those newer guys. As Carrasco looks in for the signs. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is lined down the line and left, but it will trail foul. End up near the Carolina Mudcats bullpen. Moves 1-2 now on a Robert Moore. Martin Carrasco, again, his first appearance. He spent most of 2021 here in Kannapolis. He was 1-8 with a 5.85 ERA, 72 and a third innings pitched. 82 hits, 65 strikeouts, 33 walks. He was one of the workhorses for Kannapolis last year. As Carrasco stares in for the signs, 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Torres. Count a move even now at 2-2. Estevez and the Mudcats looking to get back in the swing of things. They drop now 3.5 games behind the Fredericksburg Nationals in the Carolina League North Division. Good lead at first for Alberis Ferrer, 2-2 count. Pitch on the way from Carrasco, runner going. This one is lifted in the air left field. That ball will trail foul, keep it a 2-2, do it again. Robert Moore at the plate, Henry Mendez. DH batting at 30 is awaiting on deck. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will bat fourth. He is the cleanup batter. Batting fifth is the left fielder, Luis Castillo. Jay Savina, center fielder, bats sixth in the order. Batting seventh is the right fielder, Eduardo Fernandez. Third baseman, Brandon Haraba, will bat eighth. And batting ninth will be Alex Hall, the catcher. 2-2, swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Martin Carrasco picks up his first punch out of the night. Robert Moore down swinging. One out, one on now for Henry Mendez. Alex Hall, the catcher, bats ninth in the order for Estevez and the Mudcats. Defensive setup for Kannapolis today. It'll be Benjamin Bailey, Jacob Burke, Logan Glass, Jason Gonzalez, Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, Tim Elko, and Victor Torres is behind the plate for Martin Carrasco. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted down the line, foul down the left field line. 0-1 is your count. Henry Mendez in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. DH tonight with a gold elbow protector, gold shin protector. Check on the runner at first. Is not in time. 0-1 is your count. Another overcast day here in Kannapolis, but we will stay dry. It's Bark in the Park night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. All kinds of four-legged furry friends here to enjoy some baseball. 0-1 is up and away. 1-1 is your count. All kinds of pups walking the field. not on the field, of course, at around the concourse. We'll have Joey, our good friend here earlier. Earlier this year, last time the Mudcats came to town on a Wednesday, laid a nice little present, 1-1. Breaking ball off the plate now, 2-1 is your count on Hendry Mendez. Alberis Ferrer over there at first base, reaching base with a leadoff single. Carrasco already having a 2-1 count on Hendry Mendez. Runner going on the 2-1. This one is grounded towards the first baseman, Elko. He'll step on the bag for the out. But advancing to second will be Alberis Ferrer. So Mendez is out on a 3-U put out for the second out. But the runner does move ahead. So runner on second now for Jesus Chirinos. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will dig in. One on and two down in the order. Martin Carrasco digging in, looking to just get a couple innings under his belt. Back again for the Cannonballers. We're number 10 now. Former number of West Cath as the pitch is lifted high and foul by Chirinos. 0-1 your count. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman with 11 homers on the year. He's done fairly well. Carrasco will come set of the bump. Long look at second. Pitch on the way. This one is roped towards the third baseman. Making the play, though, is Gonzalez. Strong's arm and across the diamond into first. Four out at number three. Just like that. 5-3. Ground down, and the first inning is complete in the top half for the Carolina Mudcats. Bottom first after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys and Mudcats. Ballers and Mudcats doing business for the second time this week. We'll do it again here tonight. Bottom first, we'll return to the Ballers Baseball Network. Jordan Sprinkle lead off bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers against a tough opponent tonight in Logan Henderson, as Sprinkle, wasting no time, lifts the pitch in the air. Down the right field line, it is caught by the second baseman Ferrer for the out. It'll be a P4 the hook just like that. One pitch, one out for Jordan Sprinkle. First out is had. Now Brooks Baldwin, second baseman, will dig in. Fourth round pick in 2021, Logan Henderson making the start tonight. 6 foot, 200 pound righty from Houston, Texas. Fourth round pick in 2021. He is making an appearance again for the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Pitch on the way to Baldwin in there on the outside corner. Strike one. 0-1 count now on Baldwin. Former University of North Carolina Wilmington at Seahawk, as the pitch on the 0-1 is in there outside corner for strike two. Already an 0-2 count. here on Brooks Baldwin. Logan Henderson, 116th overall pick in the 2021 draft by Milwaukee. 0-2 on the way. This one's fouled off the protective heading. Move it to another 0-2 count. Henderson making his fourth start on the year here in 2022. Still an 0-0 with a 0 ERA. It's Troy Clonsha waiting on deck for the Ballers. Tim Elko is in the hole. This is Henderson's second start as a Carolina Mudcat. 0-2 in the way. Fastball swung and missed by Brooks Baldwin. That is the first strikeout of the game for Logan Henderson. That will send things to Troy Clonsha. Brooks Baldwin strikes out as the first victim of the night for Logan Henderson. Clonsha will dig in the DH. Batting fourth is Tim Elko. Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the center fielder, Jacob Burke. Jason Gonzalez, third baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Victor Torres, the catcher. And batting ninth is Logan Glass, the right fielder. First pitch in there to Troy Clonsha. A fastball inside corner for strike one. Troy Clonsha batting 400 at a multi-hit game in last night's game. 2-for-5 with a double. A couple RBI as well. The 0-1 is just a bit low. Even now 1-1 on Troy Clonsha. Tim Elko, former Ole Miss Rebel, waiting on deck. Bottom first scoreless ball game here in Kannapolis. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us. Dan Lodi here as always. 1-1 on the way. Inside corner for strike two. 1-2 count now on Clonsha. Tim Elko waiting patiently. Clonsha with a multi-hit game. Elko, the only new guy to not get a multi-hit game. 1-2 count, two down. Logan Henderson's pitch is on the way. Fastball, we bring him up, got him looking, called a strike three. That is the third out of the inning and two punch outs in the first inning for Logan Henderson as we are now through one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats doing business yet again here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Scoreless headed to the top of the second after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Luis Castillo, lead off top of the second inning for the Carolina Mudcats. Martin Carrasco back out on the bump for another inning of action. First pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count now on Luis Castillo. It'll be Castillo, Avina, and Fernandez due up in the order. 0-1 count pitch on the way for Martin. A breaking ball low and inside. 1-1 now your even count on Luis Castillo. Second time he has played Kannapolis here in this series. He did play last night for the Mudcats. 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. 1-1 on the way from Carrasco. This one is swung and missed on a fastball off the hand, but it was only 88 miles an hour. 1-2 is your count. Martin Carrasco genuinely could be working a little slower. 1-2 count on Castillo. Pitch on the way from Martin. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Martin Carrasco picks up his second strikeout of the night. Luis Castillo down, swinging at strike three for the first out. Jace Avina, center fielder, will now dig in. Avina will get a first plate appearance on the night. 0 for 4 in last night's game with three strikeouts. Carolina Mudcats looking to rebound from a 8-3 loss last night. Pitch on the way from Martin. This one is lifted high and foul, and 1-1 count. And Bark in the Park night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Wonderful night to bring the family out. After tonight, only 10 games remain in the season here at home at Atrium Health Ballpark for Kannapolis. So 1 on the way. Just a bit off the plate and away now. 1-1 on Avina. Martin Carrasco on the bump, his first start as a baller in 2022. He was an inaugural Kannapolis Cannonballer. His pitch on the way is lifted high and foul. 1-2 now on Avina. Carrasco still sitting about 23 pitches on the evening. He's done well as far as throwing strikes. He is at about 13 strikes. Pitch on the way from the righty is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Torres. 2-2 even count now. Jay Savina at the plate. Eduardo Fernandez awaiting on deck. Top second, scoreless ball game. Carolina's got one hit to their name. Ballers have none. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. In the dirt and low, picked out again by Torres. Count runs full. And Warkey Fernandez, right fielder, waiting on deck. Defensive setup as per normal for Kannapolis today with this new revamped look. As Avina cuts on the 3-2, this one is fouled off. Keep it at 3-2. We'll do it again. Home plate umpire tonight calling balls and strikes is Nobu Yusuta. And out on the base path today is Corey Gerber. Same umpire crew as last night. Just a little switched. 3-2 count, one down, pitch on the way. This one's cut on and fouled down the left field line. Keep it at 3-2. Victor Estevez over there, manager for the Carolina Mudcats. Acting third base coach, had the ball go right in between his legs. Full count, one down. Carrasco looking for strikeout number three. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is cut on and fouled off again. Very long at-bat, goes even longer. This will be now the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Ballers in the white tops tonight, white pants, red socks, and many decided to pull them up. Going with the all-blue caps with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot on the front. As the 3-2 cut and a missed at the plate, he struck him out. Jace Avina is down on a strike, so the second out of the second inning. Just like that, Martin Carrasco with two punch-outs, and now Eduardo Fernandez will dig in. Eduardo Fernandez will get a first plate appearance on the week. He did not play last night. Haraba waiting on deck. He also did not play last night. A couple of new faces for Carolina. Pitch off the plate and away. 1-0 your count. Is Eduardo Fernandez out there wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Carrasco, the righty, has the favorable matchup. 1-0 on the way. This one is lifted high and foul. Move it even to a 1-1 count. Oh, looks like it hits the roof and bounces back into the seating bowl. Heads up down there, and it will be a souvenir for a fan down in section 106. Just like that, another souvenir. 1-1 on the way from Carrasco. Breaking ball inside corner for strike two. Good pitch from Martin. Still holding on at zero ERA. One, two count, two down. Carrasco takes a deep breath. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air high and deep left field. Going back is Benjamin Bailey. Warning track ball, and that ball is out of here. Eduardo Fernandez, the solo shot, two down in the top of the second inning, and the Mudcats strike first in this ballgame. It's the first time they've taken the lead in these series, and it comes off the bat of Eduardo Fernandez. So now 1-0 Mudcats. It'll send a Brandon Haraba to the dish. 371 feet off the bat of Eduardo Fernandez. 99-mile-an-hour exit velocity. As Brandon Haraba will now dig in, the fourth batter of the inning. Carrasco had a really good inning going until that little mishap with the pitch over the plate. Pitch off the plate there to Haraba. 1-0 is your count. Brandon Haraba, third baseman, digging in for his first at-bat. Carrasco with a deep breath. Pitch is on the way. This one is cut on a miss on a breaking ball. Now 1-1 your count. Alex Hall, catcher, waiting on deck. Haraba digs in. 6'1", righty bat from Cartagena, Colombia. International free agent signee in 2018 by the Brewers. 1-1 is fouled off over everyone's head. Keep it at 1-2 now. Pretty good crowd on hand here at Atrium Health Ballpark for the Ballers and Mudcats. Second game of six total this week between these two sides. And we're going to have a great week of baseball here in Kannapolis. It all really starts tomorrow. 1-2 on the way. Just a bit off the plate from Carrasco, even now at 2-2. Tomorrow night, Thursday, the Greasy Keys bobblehead giveaway. Friday, we've got the Human Cannonball. Women in Sports night as well. Then Saturday, our wonderful Starry Night. Looking forward to that one for sure. 2-2. Swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out as Martin Carrasco gets his fourth punch out of the day, but he strikes out the side in the second inning, but damage done as Eduardo Fernandez lifts a solo shot, giving the Mudcats a 1-0 lead. We'll be right back after a short break in the Ballers Baseball Network. 1-0 headed into the bottom of the second in favor of the visiting Carolina Mudcats. Tim Elko, leadoff bottom second against Logan Henderson. First pitch is on the way from the righty. It is just a bit inside. 1-0 is your count on the former Ole Miss Rebel, Tim Elko, out of Lutz, Florida. Same hometown as someone you all well know. You're listening to him right now. Dan Elody bringing you all the action as Elko lifts the 1-0 high and deep right center field. Backtracking is Avina. Warning track. Wallets off the base of the wall. Elko's going to round first and head for second. It's a leadoff double off the bat of Ole Miss Rebel Tim Elko, and all of a sudden, just like that, the Ballers have their first hit of the night. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, will now dig in. Just like that, how about the good start to the game for it, Tim Elko. Logan Henderson in his second inning of action, already has a base runner in scoring position to deal with for the hot bat of Benjamin Bailey. Benjamin Bailey providing last night an RBI in last night's ballgame. 1-for-4 with a run scored in an RBI. As Bailey's pitch is on the way from Henderson, it's low and in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Hall. Move it to a 1-0 count. As the ball from Tim Elko was delivered 417 feet. I think in any other ballpark, that'd be a home run. Just here at Atrium Health Ballpark, that wall is kind of high out in the power alleys, deep in the corners. 1-0 on the way. This one is swung and a miss, but it pops out of the catcher Hall's glove. 1-1 count on Benjamin Bailey. As for Logan Henderson, his second inning of action. Plan to transfer to Texas A&M for the 2022 season. He had been playing over at McLennan Community College in Texas. Struck out 14 in his first start of the JUCO World Series. And then in his final start, he struck out 17. 1-1, sharp grounder towards the shortstop in Moore. Throw to third, and it is in time. So the play is made, but Benjamin Bailey is on base. We'll see how this is scored. But Elko is out on a 6-5 put out, for the first out. We'll see if it is a fielder's choice for Benjamin Bailey. So he reaches on a fielder's choice. One down, one on now for Jacob Burke. Good scoring decision over here by Mojo Morrison. Good explanation as well. Mojo is one of the more talkative official scorers we've got. He's very good at describing plays and giving explanations on it, just about anything. Burke's pitch from the Roddy Henderson is on the inside corner, 0-1 your count. Jacob Burke started the game last night with a 3-run home run in the first inning. He's already been a key contributor in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz. He's got a home run, 7 RBI. The number that is poking out to me, though, for Jacob Burke as he cuts on the 0-1 and misses 0-2. Jacob Burke's numbers have been very good as far as patience at the plate. He has 4 walks on the year and just the 1 strikeout since joining the Ballers almost 2 weeks ago. 0-2 count, though, on Burke. Bailey is at first. Henderson in some trouble. Pitch on the way. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike 3, and Logan Henderson has his 3rd punch out of the day. Jacob Burke down looking. 2 outs now for Jason Gonzalez. Jason Gonzalez will dig in. 1 on and 2 down in the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, looking to get out of this little bit of a tight spot. Gonzalez wiggled the bat over the right shoulder. Former Vanderbilt Commodore in the SEC. Pitch on the way from Henderson. Fastball outside corner for strike 1. Gonzalez, the only new name to the lineup that did not pick up a base knock last night. 0-for-4 on the evening with 3 strikeouts. Again, the only Baller last night to not pick up a hit. Last night was Jason Gonzalez. 0-1 breaking ball off the plate and away. 1-1 now your count. Logan Henderson on the bump. So far, so good from the Roddies. Struck out 3 here in an inning and 2/3. Another top prospect in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers. 4th round pick last year. 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball outside corner for strike 2. Good pitch from Logan Henderson. Entering the 2021 draft, he was the number 234 ranked prospect, but he was picked 116th overall, mainly because he was the JUCO World Series MVP. As a freshman, he absolutely torched opponents, 169 strikeouts in 17 games. He's a high strikeout guy, is Logan Henderson. Brewers recognized the potential and picked him up. 1-2 count, pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and fouled by Jason Gonzalez. 1-2 your count. Henderson, not a guy that will go too deep into the game tonight. He is kind of recovering from A little bit of a injury. 1-2 count, one down, bottom, second. Ballers and Mudcats doing business again. Mudcats lead 1-0. Pitch on the way from Logan. Swung and missed for strike three. That is the fourth punch out of the game for Logan Henderson. Jason Gonzalez down swinging for the third out of the inning. Oh, they're going to say, Well, Dan Lodi messed up. Elko's at third base. They're going to call him safe. I thought for sure that they called him out over there. So there's two down now. Excuse my mishap up here. Mistakes happen sometimes as the pitch is cut and missed for strike one. I thought for sure that Corey Gerber had called Elko out over at third base. Elko's at third, though, safely, as a fielder's choice. So runners on the corners. 0-1 count pitching the way from Logan. This is lifted in the air into the corner and right. That will drop and be a base knock. Thankfully, Elko's at third. He's going to score on the play. Headed for third is Benjamin Bailey. And headed to second is Victor Torres. It's an RBI double. And the Ballers now have tied the game 1-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Logan Henderson allowing a run on a hit in the ball game by Victor Torres. So now 1-1 your score. Both sides have it, two hits. And now Logan Glass will dig in with a 2-on and 2-down. Logan Glass will dig in. Nine-hole man in the order for the Ballers. Victor Torres picking up an RBI double. Doing very well in doing so. Glass with a home run last night. Looking to keep the mojo going. Cuts on the pitch and misses. 0-1 is your count. Elko does score on the play. Bailey is at third base, so two in a scoring position currently, and two down. Logan Henderson running into a bit of a pickle here in this bottom of the second inning. 0-1 on the way to Glass. Fastball upstairs. Glass offers at it, but he misses. 0-2 is your count. Victor Torres picking up a 24th RBI on the year. It is a two-out RBI. Ballers are now one for four in scoring position. Glass has runners here. 0-2 count, two down, Henderson's pitch. Fastball upstairs. Glass wanted to offer at it, giving a little bit of a hip torque to it. However, count moves 1-2 on Logan. Jordan Sprinkle, shortstop awaiting on deck. 1-2 count, Logan Henderson already at 27 pitches now. Righty comes set, glove at the chest. 1-2 on the way. Just a bit up and away on a, looked like a cutter from Logan Henderson. 2-2 is your count. Houston, Texas native is Logan Henderson. Another top arm in the Brewers organization and a program that's already got a flurry of pitching talent. You look at the Brewers prospect list, there is a whole lot of arms. 2-2. This one has popped up in the infield right at the shortstop and more. He's going to camp under, call everyone off and make the grab for out at number three. It'll be a P6 for Logan Glass for the third out of the inning. So there is the third out of the inning. Thankfully, Elko safe at third as Victor Torres laces a double down the right field line, and the Ballers have tied it up. 1-1 headed to the top of the third. Short break. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network. The Aussie catcher Alex Hall leading off top of the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Martin Carrasco back out for another inning of action. Pitch count on the missed for strike. 1-0-1 is your count on Alex Hall. 5'11", 204-pound switch hitter, 23 years of age from Perth, Australia, is Alex Hall. Split time between the Carolina Mudcats and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers last season. As the pitch is fouled off, 0-2 is your count on Alex Hall. He'll be followed in the order by Alberis Ferrer and Robert Moore. Top third tie ball game. 1-1 your score. Ballers and a Mudcats playing in tonight's ball game. 2-2 on the way from Carrasco. A bit off the plate and away. 1-2 now. Alex Hall will dig in. He's batting in just a hot 105 on the year. 1-2 on the way, breaking ball inside, corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Martin Carrasco picks up his fifth punch out of the night. It is Alex Hall down looking, and that is now one down in the inning for Alberis Ferrer. So first time through the order for the Carolina Mudcats. They pick up the one run on two hits. Whole flurry of strikeouts as well for Martin Carrasco, four in two innings. Actually, excuse me, five in two innings. Pitch is swung on and fouled off by Ferrero, and one is your count. It is the fifth strikeout of the night for Martin Carrasco. My stats program is not updated over here. Nonetheless, 0-1 count. Carrasco sets glove to the chest. 0-1 in the way. Fastball up and in on Ferrer. Now move it to a 1-1 count. Robert Moore, the shortstop, awaiting on deck. Top third, it is 1-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bark in the park night, bunch of dogs hanging out. 1-1 is on the outer part of the plate, it is outside. 2-1, you're counting now on Ferrer. My dog's here, exactly below me, actually. Family dog in Daji, sitting down just below me in section 110. 2-1 on the way, breaking ball is inside to Ferrer, now 3-1. My sister and my mom actually brought the dog out, so they're sitting down below me. First time Daji's been able to make it out to a bark in the park. So far, from what I've been told, he's enjoying it down there. He's chilling. 3-1. This one is fouled off by Ferrer, now 3-2. Ferrer in his first at-bat of the day, and a single back in the first inning. Made it up to second, however, Carrasco shut down the order from there. Full count, one down. Carrasco sets pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. That's now six for Martin Carrasco. It's a swing and a miss from Alberis Ferrer. Two down now. Nobody on for Robert Moore. Robert Moore will dig in. The switch inning is shortstop. Son of Kansas City Royals GM Dayton Moore. Switch inning shortstop from University of Arkansas, former Razorback. As Carrasco comes set, glove to the chest, pitch on the way. For the first pitch, fastball inside corner for strike one, 0-1 count. Robert Moore listed at 5'9", 170 pounds. He's still got a little pop to him. His glove is mainly the draw to his game. 0-1 on the way. This one is lifted in the air into center field. Burke coming in a couple of steps. He'll camp under it. Has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number three. It is a F8 for Robert Moore. 1-2-3. Go to Mudcats down in the top of the third inning. Bottom third after a quick break on the Ballers. Baseball Network looks like a new arm on the way for the Carolina Mudcats. Jordan Sprinkle lead off bottom of the third as the pitch is delivered from the new arm on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch in there, 0-1 is your count. Jordan Sprinkle bats against the new arm, the lefty. 6 foot, 170-pound lefty from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. It is a Pablo Garabitos on the bump as the 0-1 breaking ball cut on and missed for strike two. 0-2 is your count on it. Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, and Troy Clonch. Two up after Mr. Sprinkle, the Rainmaker, as we call him. 0-2 count, nobody out bottom. Third time ball game, 1-1. As the 0-2 is lifted in the air, shallow right field. Coming in after it is Fernandez. He'll come in and make the grab for the out. Just like that, a flyout in it to right field for Jordan Sprinkle. 0-2 on the evening. That'll send it to Brooks Baldwin, second baseman. Brooks Baldwin will dig in 0-1 of the strikeout. Here in this bottom of the third, 1-1 your score. Ballers and Mudcats doing business for the second time this week. We'll have a 6 total against these Mudcats as the pitch is fouled off by Brooks Baldwin. It looks like he cracked a bat. They'll have to grab a new piece of wood and trot back on over to face off against Pablo Garabitos. 4-0, they had 2.16 ERA on the year. It is a Pablo Garabitos entering in relief of Logan Henderson, who only goes just a couple of innings, 2 to be exact. 2 hits, 1 run it was earned. No walks and no strikeouts. Now Garabitos will step in and relieve the Roddy Logan Henderson. 0-1 grounded towards the third baseman in Haraba. Throw across the diamond is in time for the out. Just like that, a 5-3 put out for Brooks Baldwin. 2 down now. Troy Clonch, DH, will dig in. Pablo Garabitos, a 25th round pick in 2018 by the Milwaukee Brewers out of Lakewood Ranch High School in Bradenton, Florida, just south of Tampa. Bradenton is the home of the Mariners, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the Florida State League. I've got a good buddy down there, their broadcaster, Mr. Spencer Smith, as the pitch is in there. 0-1 is your count on a Troy Clonch. Clonch 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. He had a multi-hit game last night. 0-1 on the way from Garabitos. A fastball inside. 1-1 your count now on Troy Clonch. Tim Elko waiting on deck. Lefty Clonch has been with two teams. The lefty Garabitos, I should say, has been with two teams this year. Appeared for one game with the Nashville Sounds. Pitches inside. 2-1. Now on the Ballers DH, Troy Clonch. Garabitos 4-0, the 2.18 ERA entering tonight for Carolina. As Clonch launches the 2-1 down the line, foul. Heads up down there by the Wayne Brothers picnic area and the Carolina Mudcats bullpen. 2-2 count in the DH for tonight. Troy Clonch, former Texas A&M backstop. Spent 1 year at A&M before spending his undergrad years at Oregon State with the Beavers. 2-2 count pitch from Garabitos. This one is a broken back grounder up the middle. Ferrer, the second baseman, will make the play. He'll fire to first. It is off the line a little, but it is in time. Four out at number three. Just like that, a 4-3 ground out. Third out of the inning is had. We are 1/3 of the way through tonight's ball game. 1-1 is your score. Ballers and Mudcats doing business. Top of the fourth after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Hendria Mendez, Jesus Chirinos, and Luis Castillo do up top four. Ballers and Mudcats tied at one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Martin Carrasco back out for another inning of action. Pitch is inside, but it is a strike. 0-1 is your count on a Hendria Mendez. DH in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 on the way from Carrasco is a breaking ball just a bit low. 1-1 is your count. And Chirinos, first baseman on deck. Looks like Jesus Valles is warming up for the ballers down the right field line. Pitch on the way from Carrasco. This one is fouled off. Keep it now to a 1-2 count on Hendria Mendez. Top 30 prospect in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. Carrasco, former farmhand of the San Diego Padres, now in the White Sox organization. 1-2 count, pitch on the way from Carrasco. Fastball up and away now, 2-2. Against Hendria Mendez, listed at 6 foot, 275 pounds, just 18 years of age. From Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, he is a youngin' out there. 2-2 on the way from Martin Carrasco. Breaking ball a bit low, now count runs full. Field looks just great tonight. Field really looks good tonight. Shout out Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper. He does such a great job with making sure the field looks good and feels good, of course, for all the players. 3-2 count pitch on the way from Martin. This one is popped high and foul. This is make, stay, and play. Jason Gonzalez chasing butt and will land in the seeding bowl. Count will remain 3-2. Jesus Valles continuing to warm up for the ballers down the right field line. Martin Carrasco, so far so good. He has allowed one run in tonight's ballgame, but he's got six strikeouts through three innings. Martinez comes set, 3-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's number seven, Hendria Mendez, now 0-2 on the evening. He strikes out here. Had a ground out in the first, and now he's 0-2. Jesus Chirinos will now dig in. Jesus Chirinos, 0-1 on the ground out in the first inning. First baseman in the order for Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats. Carrasco looks in for the signs. The righty comes set with the black glove of the chest. Pitch is on the way. This one is grounded weakly up the middle. Moving to his left is a shortstop Sprinkle, who moves it over in time. Four out at number two, just like that. A 6-3 ground out for Jesus Chirinos. Now a Luis Castillo left fielder will dig in. Luis Castillo, the left fielder, is going to step to the plate. Nobody on and two down. Field looks good tonight. It is overcast, but the clouds up above look like a bunch of little shells, like a little, you know, that pasta, the shells. The clouds look like up above us tonight. Pitch is in there. 0-1 is your count. Luis Castillo 0-1. Ballers in the all-white fits tonight. The Mudcats going with the lobster red tops tonight. Gray pants with the red caps, black brim. 0-1 is in there now. 0-2 is your count. Luis Castillo wiggling the bat over the left shoulder. He actually flies the bat forward, too, across his face for his batting stance. Very weird approach, but nonetheless it works. 0-2 is low and inside. Now 1-2 on Luis Castillo. Jay Savina, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth, ballers and Mudcats are tied at one. 1-2 count, pitch on the way from Carrasco. Breaking ball slips out of his hand. Count will move even now at 2-2. Two count, two down. Castillo 0-1. He had a strikeout back in the second. 2-2 pitch from Carrasco. This one is nubbed down the line. Carrasco is going to have to field the play and throw it over to first in time for the third out of the inning. Basically a swinging bunt off the bat of Martin at Carrasco. It went 56 miles an hour off the bat of Luis Castillo. Carrasco able to get there in time for the 1-3 putout. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Top of the fourth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom four after a short break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. 1-1 your score. We'll be right back here live from Canal. Indianapolis. Tim Elko, Benjamin Bailey, Jacob Burke, due up bottom four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 is your score. It's a very tightly contested ball game as Pablo Garabitos delivers the pitch. It is a fastball inside to Elko. 1-0 is your count. Elko 1-for-1 with a double back in the second. He also had the run scored on a Victor Torres double. 1-0 cutout and missed for strike one. 1-1 your count. Garabitos back out for his second inning of action. Elko, former Ole Miss Rebel, product of Lutz, Florida, went to Hillsborough High School. As the 1-1 is a bit inside, now 2-1 is your count. Actually, fun fact, if I had stayed in Florida, I would have been at Hillsborough High School. But instead, I went to other schools and became valedictorian. 2-1 grounded towards the second baseman, Ferrer. Throwing a first is in time for the out. It is a 4-3 ground out for Tim Elko, who's now 1-4-2 on the day. Benjamin Bailey will now dig in. If you don't know Dan Elodie and you didn't catch the joke, well, I said I went on to become valedictorian. I was in a graduating class of one. I was homeschooled. Bailey will dig in. Nobody on and one down. Garabito's pitch on the way. Breaking ball is outside. 1-0 is your count. Bailey reaching on a fielder's choice in the second. He's technically 0-for-1. Garabito's so far so good in an inning of third. Bailey cuts on the 1-0 and misses. Now 1-1 is your count. One count, one down, pitch on the way. This one is grounded weakly towards the first base back. Garabitos can't pick it up with his bare hands. It's going to be a base knock for Benjamin Bailey. He just ever so slightly got enough of the ball. Bailey is at first base. Yeah, it's his first hit of the night. 1-for-2 now. Jacob Burke will dig in, one on and one down. It's basically a swinging bunt off the bat of Benjamin Bailey that went down the first base line. Garabitos tried to make a nice play on it, tried to barehand it and fire it to first. However, did not pick it up, and Bailey is at first. Burke will dig in. Garabitos making another appearance for the Mudcats. The lefty delivers the pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Last pitching for the Mudcats exactly 8 days ago on the 16th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He went to 5 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 punchouts. 0-1 on the way to Burke. Fastball up and away. 1-1 your count. Burke, former Miami Hurricane. He's already got 7 RBI. And he's been here for not too long. Again, the 4 walks and now 2 strikeouts. Very solid walk-to-strikeout ratio. Just as I say that, it's the old broadcaster's curse. Cuts on and misses. 1-2 your count. Garabitos actually has picked up the win in each of his last 2 outings. One in Delmarva on the 10th of August, and one on the 16th against Fayetteville. 1-2 is up and in on a breaking ball. 2-2, even count now. Jason Gonzalez, third baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom four, tie ball game. 1-1 your score. Benjamin Bailey over at first base. Garavito comes set pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and foul by Jacob Burke. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. The U, Miami, the Hurricanes, and the ACC play their games at Hard Rock Stadium. That's a beautiful stadium. If you've never gotten to go down to Miami, they have some really nice sports complexes down there. 2-2, cut on the miss for strike three. Jacob Burke now 0-2 on the night with two strikeouts. He swings and misses for the second out of the fourth inning. That is now two down and a runner on for Jason Gonzalez. Gonzalez still searching for his first hit here in 2022 as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. He did play a couple of games here last year, playing exactly a grand total of 15 games. He had 7 hits. Pitch on the way for Gonzalez. This one is swung and missed for strike. 1-0-1 your count. 49 at-bats. He had 7 hits. And one double. 4 RBI, 25 strikeouts, 5 walks. These were back in a baller's uniform this year. 0-1. This one is weakly grounded towards the third baseman. Foul. Down the left field line, move it to an 0-2 count. Bailey will have to treat back to first base. Awaiting on deck is Victor Torres, catcher for the Ballers tonight. He's got the RBI double. As Gonzalez will dig in, 0-2 count. Garavito saw the bump. He has the one strikeout so far. 0-2 count, pitch on the way from the lefty. Swung and missed for strike three. Jason Gonzalez goes chasing on a breaking ball in the dirt. And that is the third out of the fourth inning. 3 outs now for the Ballers. We are through 4 innings of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the fifth on the way. New arm on the way for Kannapolis. Jesus Valles will enter. We'll get you all the details on the new arm after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Chase Avina will lead off top of the fifth inning. Jesus Valles will deliver the pitch. It is inside. 1-0 is your count on a fastball. Chase Avina digs in. New arm of the bump. 6'3", 178-pound righty, 24 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. Is Jesus Valles. 1-0 pitch is on the way. It is a bit off the plate and away. Now 2-0 is your count on Chase Avina. Martin Carrasco's day is done. Good solid night's work, but Valles enters in relief for a long inning relief situation. 2-0 is up and away on Avina. Quickly now a 3-0 count. Faez, 3-1 with a 4.50 ERA, 38 innings pitched, 26 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 268 against Jesus as the 3-0 is lined sharply into center field for a base knock. Jay Savina is on base for the first time today with a leadoff single here in this top half of the fifth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Eduardo Fernandez, right fielder, will now dig in. It's a 103-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Jay Savina. Right into center field. It's the third hit of the game for the Carolina Mudcats. Eduardo Fernandez will dig in. 1-for-1 with a home run in tonight's game. The only run so far for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch is lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count. Get you an out-of-town scoreboard look here in the Carolina League. Whole bunch of other game action going on. Top of the fourth in Fredericksburg. Down east leading 1-0 over the Fred Nats in Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Top of the third in Myrtle Beach where the Pelicans are hosting the Augusta Green Jackets. 0-1 is blooped into left field. That'll drop in front of Benjamin Bailey and be a base knock. Avina will advance to second on the play. So now runner on second and first and nobody down for Brylan Haraba. Brandon Haraba will dig in with two on and nobody out. Back-to-back singles for the Mudcats. In top third in Myrtle Beach, 5-3 your score. Augusta leading that one. Top of the third in Delmarva, the Shorebirds leading 2-1 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Top five in Columbia, the Fireflies lead 3-0 on the Salem Red Sox. And then bottom four, Fayetteville up 1-0 on the Charleston River Dogs over at Senker Stadium in Fayetteville. Haraba's pitch from Vaez is on the way. Fastball in there called strike 1-0-1 is your count. Haraba digs in. He is 0-for-1 of the strikeout against Martin Carrasco, whose day is done. But what a solid day it was for Martin. Breaking ball on the 0-1 is inside for Haraba, even now at 1-1. Carrasco, four innings, two hits. One run it was earned, no walks and seven punch-outs. 1-1 count, top five. Vaez comes set, looking to escape a tight spot. 1-1 grounded foul down the third baseline. 1-2 count now on Brandon Haraba. Alex Hall, catcher, waiting on deck. Top of the fifth inning, tie ball game. 1-1 your score. You're in a beautiful night at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cotton candy skies starting to poke through the clouds. Vaez will come set, knees bent, red glove at the chest. 1-2. This one is tapped towards the second baseman. Pass Brooks. Baldwin in the right field for a base hit. Stopping at third, though, will be the lead runner in Avina. It's another station-to-station, a base knock for a Brandon Haraba. So now bases are chuck full of Mudcats here in this top of the fifth inning. That'll send the 9-hole man Alex Hall to the plate. So now bases chuck full of Mudcats. Nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. Tough spot here for Jesus Vaez to get out of. Alex Hall over 1 today. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside. 1-0 is your count. Alex Hall over 1 with a backwards K. Down to 100 on the season is his batting average. Not too hot. 1-0 from Vaez. Outside corner for strike. One nice pitch. Looked like a fastball off the arm of Jesus Vaez. One count. Alex Hall at the plate. The Aussie catcher. Waiting on deck. Top of the order. Alberes Ferrer. 1-1. Fastball lower part of the zone. Nice pitch. 1-2 now the count. Alex Hall has done well. Alberes Ferrer awaiting on deck, nobody out. Bases loaded for Carolina. Faez comes set, pitch on the way. This one is grounded towards the second baseman, Baldwin. He'll throw home for the force out and just get the one out needed. It will preserve the tie game. Avina is out on a 4-2 putout for the first out of the inning. Hall is at first, advancing to second is Haraba. Fernandez to third. So bases remain loaded, but one down. Top of the order, Alberes Ferrer, two up. Smart heads-up play by Brooks Baldwin not to rush the throw over home. It's been a bit of a thorn in the side for the Ballers in those plays to home. They rush the throw usually. But a nice composed play by Baldwin. Pitch lifted in the air, foul after it is Torres, but it will end in the seeding bowl. Heads up down there. Count is 0-1 on Alberis Ferrer. Looks like one of our season ticket holders made the play down there. One count, one down, tap five. Vias comes set. Pitch is on the way from the righty. This one is lifted high and foul. 0-2 your count. Ferrer 1-for-2 on the night. Did have a strikeout back against Carrasco. And a little single in the first inning. 0-2 count, one down. Vias looking to get out of the pickle. He comes set and will deliver the 0-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jesus Vias blows a fastball right by Alberis Ferrer. It is the strikeout number one on the evening for Vias. It's the second out of the fifth. Robert Moore, the shortstop, will dig in. Robert Moore will dig in. Bases loaded, two down. He's 0-for-2 in the night with a strikeout and a flyout. Vias' pitch on the way. This one is cut and missed for strike one. 0-1 your count on Robert Moore. Batting now 292. He entered tonight with a plus 300 batting line. He's batting a 307 entering tonight, but he's 0-for-2. 0-1 of the way from Vias. This one's cut and a miss on a breaking ball outside. Jesus Vias, one strike away from getting out of a very big jam. He had bases loaded and nobody out. And he's one strike away from getting out of it unscathed. 0-2 count, two down, top five, 1-1 your score. Vias is 0-2 offering. Fastball just outside, 1-2. Henry Mendez, DH, awaiting on deck. Robert Moore 0-for-2. Mendez on deck is 0-for-2. Moore, the slightly closed off stance. 1-2 from Vias. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Ooh, they're going to say that Victor Torres could not hold on. We'll have to do the 1-2 again on Robert Moore. Victor Torres thought he had strike three. However, it just skipped out of the glove. We'll have to do the 1-2 again on Robert Moore. Vias comes set. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Now even at 2-2 on Robert Moore. Henry Mendez, DH, is awaiting patiently on deck. There are only two Mudcats in the entire lineup that have not struck out today. In the hole is Jesus Trino. Sees one of them. Vias is 2-2. Breaking ball outside. Plot thickens. Count runs full. Thought that was a strike three a couple of pitches ago, but Vias looking to get out of the jam. Full count. Two outs, top five. 1-1 your score. Vias comes set. Glove at the chest. 3-2. Swung on, grounded up the middle, Vias. Hey, there's the ball, right in the glove. He makes the play and flips to first for the out. It's a 1-3 put out for Robert Moore. And Jesus Vias with a very nice inning of action. He does get the bases loaded, but then it works out of the pickle and leaves unscathed, headed into the bottom of the fifth inning. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network 1-1 here in Kannapolis. Victor Torres, Logan Glass, and a Jordan Sprinkle do up. Torres cuts on the pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 is your count. Pablo Garabitos back out for another inning of action. Bottom five, Ballers and Mudcats tied at one here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the second of six matchups this week between these two sides. 0-1 on the way from Garabitos. Torres pops it up in the infield. Looks like the second baseman in the Ferrer can't find him. It falls behind him on the edge of the base bag. The second baseman Ferrer could not find the pop-up. It lands in shallow right field. Victor Torres is on base with a base knock. So now one on and nobody out for Logan Glass. As it looks like Ferrer could not find the ball. Had trouble locating the pop-up high in the nighttime sky. So now a runner on for Logan Glass. 0-1 tonight. Garabitos now the runner on to deal with. What a weird sequence there. Glass shows bunt, but he can't get it down. He does go around with it, though, 0-1 count. On Logan Glass. Decent lead at first for Torres. Pitch on the way. This one's fouled off. 0-2 your count. Logan Glass with a 0-2 count. 0-2 count, swung on and missed for strike three. There's out at number one of the inning. It's a swing and a miss for Logan Glass. First out is had. Jordan Sprinkle, top of the order now, due up. First pitch to Sprinkle is a breaking ball outside. 1-0 count now. Garabito's trying to sneak a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. 1-0 count. One down, bottom five. Ballers and Mudcats in a heated battle tonight. 1-0. This one is lined into center field. That's going to drop in front of Avina and be a base knock on his horse. And stopping at second will be Torres. He'll have to slide back in. Sprinkle has to hurry back to first after Victor Torres thought he was going to go three, but Guillermo Quiroz holds him up at second. Jordan Sprinkle was already three-quarters of the way over to second. He had to retreat in quickly, so runners on second and first. Sprinkle with a single. He's now 1-for-3 on the night. Brooks Baldwin will dig in. Victor Torres got a little bit ahead of himself there with that one, as he had already rounded second, was heading for third. Guillermo Quiroz put a stop sign up at third base. Pitch on the way to Baldwin. A breaking ball is on the outside part of the plate. 0-1 your count. Baldwin has to turn around and face Garabitos, a righty bat. He is a switch hitter. 0-1 count. Garabitos to look at second. 0-1 on the way. Up and away. And 1-1 count now on Brooks Baldwin. 0-2. The strikeout and a ground out is Brooks. 1-1 count. On deck is Troy Clodge. Ballers with a go-ahead run at second. Garabitos is 1-1. This one is grounded foul down the first baseline. 1-2 count. One down. Garabitos to the look at second. 1-2 on the way. This one is tapped foul by Baldwin, trying to stay alive. Keeps it at 1-2. Troy Clonch awaiting on deck. Bark in the Park, 9 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still a bunch of dogs hanging out and having a blast. Good amount of humans here as well. Setting up for some really good crowds here all week, as the pitch from Garabitos is just a bit inside. Count is now 2-2. The plot thickens. Baldwin playing second base tonight. This is the second game he's played. He was DH last night. 2-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. That is the second out of the inning as Garabitos picks up strikeout number four on his night. Baldwin now 0-3. Two down now for Troy Clonch. Troy Klontz is going to dig in. 2-1 and two down. Bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch on the way from the lefty. Outside of the breaking ball. 1-0 count. Klontz with a multi-hit game last night. He's 0-2 tonight. Bottom five ballers with the go-ahead run at second. Looking to take a 2-1 lead. Pitch on the way in the 1-0. This one's fouled off. Keeping it at 1-1 now on Klontz. Former Oregon State Beaver, former Texas A&M Aggie. Spent his fifth year of eligibility at Texas A&M. 1-1 count, two down. Garavito calls time, trying to hold on and get some good footing on the pitcher's mound. 1-1 count, Klontz at the plate, waving the bat over the right shoulder. 1-1 from the lefty on the way. Breaking ball cut in the mist inside. Scooping it out of the dirt is Alex Hall. 1-2 count now. Klontz finding himself in the wrong situation in the at-bat. 1-2 count. Garavito centering in relief of Logan Henderson, who goes two innings tonight. Trying to work his way back from injury. 1-2. Breaking ball is just a bit off the plate. 2-2 is your count. Our track man is Sam Perry tonight. Says that was a strike. However, our home plate umpire tonight, and Nobu Yasuta, is said otherwise. 2-2 on the way. This one is lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up over near the roasted corn cart. Count moves now at 2-2. We'll keep it there. Tim Elko, first baseman waiting on deck. Bottom five ballers and Mudcats are tied at one. They both have five hits apiece. 2-2. This one is grounded up the middle. Playing it is Ferrer. He's in a foot race to the bag at second. He'll get there in time for the force out. That is the third out of the bottom of the fifth inning. We are five innings of baseball away. That'll send us now into the sixth inning. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jesus Faez, top of the sixth inning, will step to the bump and deliver the pitch. It is a fastball inside corner to Henry Mendez. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Mendez, Chirinos, and Castillo due up. Top six, it's a tie ball game. 0-1 on the way from Jesus. This one is lifted high and foul. 0-2 now, quick with the count on Henry Mendez. Mendez 0-2 tonight as they ground out in a strikeout. Faez comes set, glove of the waist. 0-2 is on the way. Low and off the plate, 1-2 is your count. Mendez, DH tonight for Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Not a very evenly distributed talent farm system is Milwaukee as Mendez grounds a 1-2 up the middle. Sprinkle makes the play cleanly in the field and fires it to first in time. Four out at number one. It's a 6-3 ground out. One down now for Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Jesus Chirinos will dig in, one down in the sixth inning. He is 0 for 2 in the night with a couple of ground outs. Roddy Batt in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch on the way from Jesus. Breaking ball a bit low and away. Now 1-0 is your count. Jesus Chirinos from Bacaquero, Venezuela, international free agent signing in 2017. Valencia, Venezuela product is Jesus Valles. Pitch is in the outside corner on Chirinos, 1-1. Chirinos with a slightly open stance, holding the bat over the right shoulder, 1-1. This one is grounded weakly out the middle. Valles can't reach. Sprinkle charging in after it. Tries a bare hand, but play can't be made. It'll be a base knock for the first baseman in Jesus Chirinos. He will reach base with a single. One on and one down now for Luis Castillo, the left fielder. Luis Castillo will dig in. One on and one down. Top six, tie ball game at 1-1. Castillo will dig in with the wild swinging batting stance. Valles will deliver the pitch. This one is grounded over the head of Elko into right field for a base knock. Returning and heading for third is Chirinos. He's going to get in there safely. It'll be a single for Luis Castillo. Runners on the corners now. And a one down for Jay Savina. Chase Avina on the night, 1-for-2, as now Valles will get a mound visit from Victor Torres. Ballers in another tight spot here. Carolina picking up two more hits. They're out hitting the ballers 7-5 at the moment. Jesus Valles running into some difficult spots against the Mudcats roster. Chase Avina will dig in now and get another plate appearance. He's 1-for-2. Single in the fifth and a strikeout in the second against Martin Carrasco, who picked up quite a flurry of strikeouts tonight. Valles comes set on the bump. Pitch is on the way. This one is lifted in the air center field. Backtracking is Jacob Burke. He'll camp under and make the play. Tagging up, though, from third will be Chirinos. Throw will come in. It won't be in time. And now the Mudcats have taken a 2-1 lead with a sacrifice fly off the bat of Jay Savina. So two down, runner on first. Mudcats now lead 2-1. And Eduardo Fernandez is going to dig in. And Eduardo Fernandez, right fielder, digs in. He is 2-for-2 tonight. He's got a home run and a single, a double and a triple short of the cycle. Pitch in the dirt block by Torres. 1-0 is your count. And Eduardo Fernandez in his first start on the week from San Domingo Este, Dominican Republic. International free agent signing in 2018 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-0 count, two down, pitch on the way. This one is grounded towards the third baseman, gets past Gonzalez down the left field line. It is a fair ball. Benjamin Bailey's going to go have to retreat, and the runners are going to advance on the play. Castillo around third and slot in safely at home, and it's an RBI double for Eduardo Fernandez, who is now a triple shy of the cycle. Luis Castillo scores, and now the Mudcats jump ahead 3-1. So all of a sudden, Eduardo Fernandez is a triple shy of the cycle. After about five and almost a half innings of baseball, Bromlin Arraba will now dig in. Bromlin Arraba, 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a strikeout. Pitch on the way from Jesus. Check swing. He gets a piece of it. Lands foul. 0-1 is your count. O 0-1 count on Haraba. Alex Hall, catcher, waiting on deck. 0-1 count, two down. Jesus Valles has allowed two runs here in this half inning. Valles is 0-1 to Haraba. Is a fastball inside corner. Strike two. Good pitch from the righty Jesus Valles. Time call to the plate by Haraba. Issued by home plate umpire Nobu Yasuta. Top of the sixth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mudcats lead 3-1. It is now time called. Looks like a ball has gotten loose out in the outfield. Benjamin Bailey will have to go retrieve a loose baseball. As Bailey will now retreat back to his position. 0-2 count. Two down. Gate behind home plate needs to shut. And thankfully, got some folks down there now. 0-2 count. Valles comes set. Pitch is on the way. Swung on a sharp ground to the third. Gonzalez with a clean play. He will ignore the runner. Headed to third and throw it across the diamond in time for a 5-3 ground out of Brandon Araba. It is now the third out of the inning, and that will conclude the top of the sixth. But Mudcats pick up two in the inning, and it's now a 3-1 in favor of the Carolina Mudcats. Bottom six after a short break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Tim Elko will dig in to lead off bottom of the sixth inning. 3-1 Mudcats as we'll send it now to Elko. First pitch from Garavito. So the sixth inning is cut on the miss. 0-1 is your count. Elko, Bailey, and Jacob Burke do up. Ballers now trail 3-1 as the Mudcats rattle off two runs in the top of the sixth inning. 0-1 count pitch on the way from Garavitos is up and away. 1-1 now your count on the former Ole Miss first baseman at Tim Elko. Elko, born in Wichita, Kansas, somehow made his way to Lutz, Florida. 1-1 is on the way, breaking ball away from Garavitos. Loses his footing, it looks like, on the mound. 2-1 is now your count. Benjamin Bailey awaiting on deck as Elko 1-for-2 with a double in tonight's game. 2-1 is on the outside corner for strike two. 2-2 is your count. Good pitch from the lefty Garavitos in his fourth inning of action. He's got four punch-outs. 2-2 on the way from the lefty. Check swing. Elko offers a half-hearted swing. He didn't want to, but he goes around. It is a strikeout. Now no five on the night for Garavitos. One down for Bailey. Bailey will dig in. Nobody on and one down. Pitch on the way from Garavitos. A breaking ball inside. 1-0 is your count. Jacob Burke, center fielder, waiting on deck. Bailey's raised the average up to 215. He had been struggling for the better part of the first half. Came back, though, from a time on the injured list and has actually done very well as the 1-0 is fouled back. 1-1 your count on Benjamin. Bailey wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 1-1 on the way from the lefty, Garavitos. This one's lifted high and foul. Move it to a 1-2 count. As for Benjamin Bailey, pretty even splits against lefties and righties. Lefties, he's batting 222. He was 1-for-4 last night with an RBI. Time called to the plate by Benjamin Bailey. He had a home run last week in Columbia against Shane Panzini. Solo shot opposite field for Bailey, helping the ballers pick up a victory down in at Columbia. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball outside. Good eye from Bailey. 2-2 your count. Actually a very impressive number. Bailey has drawn 43 walks entering tonight's game. He has not walked tonight. He is 1-for-2. As the 2-2 is a breaking ball inside and low. Count will now run full. 43 walks. The only 74 strikeouts. You might be thinking 74 strikeouts seems like a lot. Well, we are at over 110 games of action. So less than a strikeout a game is not too bad if you're low A ball. 3-2. This one is roped into left field. Headed after it is Castillo. Moving to his left, he'll make the grab. Four out, number two. It's a F7 in the book for Benjamin Bailey. He is now 1-4-3. Jacob Burke will dig in. 0-for-2 on the night. Burke is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, looking to get on base for the first time tonight against Garavitos. Pitch is fouled off, 0-1 is your count. Burke has not reached base against a lefty yet. He did have a three-run homer in last night's game off of the starter Fernando Holguin. He's on a five-game on-base streak currently as Jacob Burke, looking to extend that here in the sixth. 0-1 on the way from Garavitos. This one is lined down at foul by the dugout for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-2 count. Heads up down there. A couple of front row observers for the Mudcats on the dugout. Almost got hit in the face with a foul ball from Burke. 0-2 on the way from Garavitos. Up and away on a breaking ball. 1-2. Jacob Burke playing center field tonight. It's his sixth game as the center fielder for the Ballers. 1-2 count pitch from Garavitos. This one's on a line. Fair ball down the left field line. That's going to extend the on-base streak. And that will be down the left field line and be a base knock for Jacob Burke. He will stop at second with a double. It is an extra base hit again for Jacob Burke. It's his first double as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It is now six games in a row he has reached base. Two out, a double off the bat of Burke. Now that'll send it to Jason Gonzalez. Jason Gonzalez will dig in 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Burke is at a second base. Pitch is on the way. Gonzalez cuts on and misses. 0-1 is your count. Garavitos' ERA has dropped now to exactly 2.0. He's gone now 3 2/3 of shutout baseball. He has struck out five, but he's got a runner on second to deal with. 0-1 will be on the way from the lefty. And now this one is fouled off by Gonzalez. Move it to an 0-2 count. Gonzalez, former Vanderbilt Commodore, 17th round pick in 2021. He's from Arcadia, California. Comes from a baseball family, a softball family as well. His sister Lexi actually playing for the Puerto Rican national team. The 0-2 count, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder is Gonzalez. 0-2. Fastball just a bit up and away. Good eye from Gonzo. 1-2 your count. I think I read, too, his dad, Wallace, played in the Houston Astros organization. Jason Gonzalez in a baseball family indeed. 1-2 count. Garavitos is offering. Up and in on Gonzalez. Now count moves 2-2. Good eye from Jason. Jason has not reached base here in 2022 as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. He's in his third at-bat of the night. Was 0-for-4 last night. At the moment, he sits 0 for 6. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball low and away. Good patience from Gonzalez. Count runs full. Sitting at 0 for 6 on the tenure so far for Gonzalez. Looking to come back and produce here. Full count, two outs. Bottom six. Here's a pitch from Garavitos. Swung and missed for strike three. Jason Gonzalez goes chasing on a breaking ball in the dirt. And that is now 0 for 3 with three strikeouts on the night for Jason Gonzalez. So bottom six is complete. Ballers get a base runner, but they still trail 3-1. We are now in the back third of baseball, top seven, after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Jesus Valles back out for the top of the seventh inning. Alex Hall will dig in. Pitch is lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count on Alex Hall. It'll be a Ferrer and Moore following in the order here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Ballers and the Mudcats doing business again. 0-1 lifted in the air. Left field, Bailey backtracking. Leaps and can't make the grab. It'll off the base of the wall. Hall headed for second. Relay throw comes in and it's not in time. Alex Hall with a leadoff double here in the seventh. Already the Mudcats with a runner in scoring position. Top of the order now in Alvarez Ferrer. Alvarez Ferrer will dig in, runner on second and nobody out. Already the Mudcats getting back into the offensive column with their ninth hit of the game. Faez on the bump will come set, runner on second. Here's the pitch. In the dirt and picked out by the catcher in Torres. 1-0 is your count. Ballers have fallen behind a little bit, but it is a 3-1 lead. Let's see if the Mudcats can make like the Warriors back in the day. Warriors blew a 3-1 lead, of course. 1-0 is just a bit off the plate. Oh, they're going to say no pitch. They're going to say it's a balk. So advancing to third will be Alex Hall. It'll be a balk on Jesus Valles. The count remains 1-0. Count. Valles' pitch on the way. This one is checked. Swung on by Ferrer. 1-1 is your count. Count. Nobody on. Nobody out. There is one on. It is Alex Hall at third. Infield playing in. 1-1 count. Pitch on the way from Valles. This one is cut on and fouled down the third baseline by Ferrer. One and two now, your count on the leadoff batter, Albert Ferrer. One for three on the single back in the first. Since then, he's gotten a couple of strikeouts. One, two count, Valles on the bump. Infield playing in with the speed threat of Alex Hall at third. Pitch on the way. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher in a Torres. Count even now, two and two. Valles will come set, 2-2 count. He'll set with the glove at the chest, 2-2 pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Jesus Valles has his second punch out of the day. Alberes Ferrer now with three strikeouts on the night. One down for Robert Moore, the shortstop. Moore will dig in, lefty bat. He is 0 for 3 with a fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Infield still forced to play in with two down. With a runner at third, one down. Pitch on the way from Valles. Breaking ball inside corner, strike one. Moore 0 for 3. There is only a 1-2 total. Mudcats who have not struck out tonight. 0-1 from Valles on the way. This one is cut on, grounded through into left field for a base knock. Scoring on the play will be Hall, and it'll be Robert Moore with a RBI single here in the seventh inning, extending the Mudcats lead. Now 4-1 your score. That'll send Henry Mendez to the plate with one on and one down. Henry Mendez 0-3. One of the top prospects in the Brewers organization. It's over three, but the Mudcats have found ways to get on base and produce. 4-1 your score. They do have 10 hits on the night. Valles' pitch is off the plate and away. Now 1-0. Mendez 0-3. A ground out, and a strikeout. Valles will come set. 1-0 is on the way. Up and away, Torres makes the play. Now count will move 2-0. Count on Mendez. Chirinos, first baseman awaiting on deck. Good lead at first for Robert Moore. Valles will come set, and he'll offer a pickoff attempt to first. It's not in time. 2-0 is your count. Good lead at first for Moore. 2-0. Grounded up the middle into center field for a base knock. Jacob Burke will field. Rounding second headed for third is Robert Moore. Throw comes in from center, but it is not in time. Moore is at third. Henry Mendez with his first hit of the night. He's got a single. Now runners on the corners and one down. John Eli is going to hop out of the dugout and have a chat with Jesus Valles. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will dig in. Valles has been kind of roughed up tonight. He's had a bit of a rough go. 2 1/3 innings, he's already allowed 9 hits, 3 runs, and 2 strikeouts. In comparison, Martin Carrasco, 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and 7 strikeouts. For tonight's starting Armin Martin Carrasco. The Ballers, though, turning it over to Jesus Valles, who has struggled. Mound visit from John Eli adjourned. Now Jesus Chirinos is going to dig in. Really the first time the Ballers have struggled since Friday night back in Columbia. They did well on Saturday, well on Sunday, really well last night. Now here they've fallen into a 4-1 deficit. First pitch to Trinos. Weak grounder towards short. Sprinkle moves to his right to play. Second for one. On to first. Do they get the double play? No, they don't. Close play over at first base. And Jesus Chirinos is hurt after running into the first base bag. Looks like he is hurt with some sort of an injury. They do not get the double play. Chirinos does reach first base on what we will call a fielder's choice. Mendez is out on a 6-4 putout. Nice play at short by Jordan Sprinkle. Scoring on the play will be Robert Moore, so it is now a 5-1 Mudcats. Jesus Chirinos, though, is hurt, and he's now gotten up trying to walk it off. The athletic trainer for the Mudcats, and Benny Arroyo, has gone out and is talking to Jesus Chirinos just to make sure he's okay. Chirinos looked like he caught his foot on the first base bag. Two down now. It'll be a runner on first for Luis Castillo. Castillo will dig in. Runner on first and a two down. Castillo will dig in. He is on the night. 1-4-3 with a single. Valles' pitch on the way. Cut on the miss. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 count on Luis Castillo. Chirino stays in the ballgame. He is at first. 0-1 count. Two down. Valles comes set. Glove of the chest. 0-1 on the way. In the dirt block by Torres, skips by him though towards the backstop, advancing to second will be Chirinos, more than likely a wild pitch. It'll be a wild pitch for Jesus Valles. So now runner in scoring position, 1-1 count on Castillo. Valles stares in for the signs, Castillo wiggling the bat pretty aggressively out there. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there called strike two. Beautiful pitch from Jesus Valles, who is now at about 53 pitches on the evening. Jay Savina, center fielder, awaiting on deck. 1-2 count. Two outs, top seven. Ballers trailing 5-1 now. The Mudcats have put up two runs again as the pitch is called a balk by Corey Gerber. Jesus Valles with his second balk on the night. Advancing to third will be Jesus Chirinos on another balk from Jesus Valles. It's the second one this inning. 1-2 count. Runner now on third for the Mudcats. 11 hits on the evening for Carolina. Valles with a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way from the righty. Breaking ball low. 2-2 count on Luis Castillo. Not sure what Valles is doing to tip off the balk calls from Corey Gerber and Nobu Yasuta. However, he has issued two this inning. 2-2. Breaking ball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Breaking ball, lower part of the zone. And that is the third punch out of the night for Jesus Valles. Good work on a breaking ball. And that concludes the top of the seventh inning. But ballers that do allow two more runs to cross the plate. They trail 5-1. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 5-1 your score here in Kannapolis. Well, Victor Torres lead off bottom of the seventh inning, and we just had something happen for the second time this year that I have never seen before. The first base bag actually broke over there at first base, and Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, had to sprint full speed across the field into his ground shop and grab another first base and put it in a place. Victor Torres fouls the pitch off. 0-1 is your count. Garabito's back out for his fifth inning of action as the 0-1 is a bit off the plate. 1-1 count now on a Victor Torres. It'll be Torres, Glass, and a Jordan Sprinkle due up in the order. Bottom seven, ballers trailing 5-1. Pitches up and away from Garabito's. 2-1 is your count. For the second time already here in this season, we had a base break over at first. Very rare to see that happen. 2-1. Cut in the miss, 2-2 your count. Garabito's ERA has dropped down to a 1.99. Sub-2 ERA out of the bullpen for Carolina. Garabito's putting together a solid night's work. 2-2. Swung on and weakly tapped back towards the mound. Garabito's fields cleanly and will fire over to first. It is in time for the out. It'll be a 1-3 put out. Victor Torres is out at first. Logan Glass, right fielder, will now dig in. So Tim Siegel running full speed over to make the play. Give that man an oxygen mask. He deserves it. Running across the field like that, full speed, full sprint, so as to not cause too much of a delay. Never say that Tim doesn't love doing what he does. Pitch is outside. 1-0 is your count. Tim Siegel knows more about grass and dirt than anybody I know. I can literally ask him what type of grass a random patch is, as the 1-0 is in there, 1-1 your count. And he will tell me what it is. He is very smart when he comes to field management. 1-1 count, pitching away from a Garabito's. One lifted high and foul. Logan Glass lifts the foul ball. Now 1-2 count. Looks like there is a lefty warming for the ballers down the line. Looks like it might be one of the new guys, Jake Palish, warming up down that right field line. 1-2 count, pitch on the way from Garabito's. Cut on and fouled off by Logan. Count remains at 1-2. One, two count, one down. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Sprinkles on deck. 1-2, breaking ball from Garabito. Slips out of his hand and it gets in the dirt. 2-2 count. Logan Glass with good patience. Glass with a slightly open stance. 2-2 on the way. Just a bit off the plate and away. Count will now run full. Logan Glass with a 3-2 count. Jordan Sprinkle, the shortstop, is on deck. Palish warming up. 3-2 on the way from Garabito's. Fouled off. Good battle at the plate by Logan Glass. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Now pitch number 8 will be on the way. Glass is 0-2 with a pop out and a strikeout. Looking to get on base for the first time tonight. Garabito's is full count offering. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Logan Glass flipped the bat over. Thought it was ball 4, but it is on the inside corner for the third strike. Glass has now struck out twice tonight. 2 down. Nobody on for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle tonight, 1-3, and a single last time up as the breaking ball from Garabito's is low. 1-0 your count. Jordan Sprinkle, the shortstop from where you see Santa Barbara shortstop. Pitch on the way on the 1-0 from Garabito's is low and inside. 2-0 your count. Brooks Baldwin, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Bottom seven, Mudcats lead 5-1. Pitch from Garabito's is popped up high and foul. Heads up down the first baseline. Count will move 2-1. Palish continuing to warm up down the right field line for the ballers. You're in a 5-1 ball game. Bottom seven will get you an out-of-town scoreboard look at the top of the eighth inning. And you look at some of the other games in the Carolina League. As a 2-1 is hit hard into left center field. That's going to drop in the gap and be a base knock for Jordan Sprinkle. He's on his horse headed for second. Relay throw comes in. He slides in and he is safe. It's a double off the bat of Jordan Sprinkle. It's a two-out double for the Rainmaker. He has got a multi-hit game, his second one on the year. Two outs and a runner on now for Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin, former Coastal Carolina, former UNC at Wilmington. Seahawk is Brooks Baldwin. I always get Coastal Carolina and UNC Wilmington mixed up. I hope I'm not the only one that does that. Pitch line foul, 0-1 here, count on Baldwin. I think it's because they're both teal and navy blue. It's very similar color schemes. And it's basically almost the same region, Coastal Carolina and UNC Wilmington, basically out on the coast. I guess one is South Carolina, one's North Carolina. 0-1 on the way, fouled off by Baldwin, 0-2. I've not been to either school yet. I'm at Charlotte, a 49er through and through, as is my predecessor, Trevor Wild. Out of Conference USA, soon to be the American Athletic Conference, are the Charlotte 49ers. Baldwin and the Seahawks, they've played Charlotte a couple times. Name is familiar. 0-2 on the way from Garabito. It's up and in. 1-2 count now on Brooks. Baldwin 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts and a ground out. Still searching for his first hit of the night. Batting average has dropped down to 250. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball inside. Corner, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Brooks Baldwin knew immediately that was strike three. That is the third out of the seventh inning. We are through seven here at Atrium Health Ballpark. New arm on the way for Kannapolis when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the eighth here in Kannapolis, Jace Avina will dig in and swing the first pitch and miss for strike one. From the new man in the game for the Ballers, the former Texas A&M Aggie, it's Jake Palish in the game. 6'4", 215-pound, 24-year-old, born in Richardson, Texas. Again, former Texas A&M lefty as the pitch is off the plate. 1-1 now the count on Jace Avina. Avina, Fernandez, and Haraba do up. 1-1 count, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for strike number two. 1-2 count on Avina. Avina, Fernandez, and Haraba. As for Palish, went to Dallas Jesuit High School. As the 1-2 cut of the mist at the plate, he struck him out. Yeah, Jacob Palish in his first game as a baller gets a strikeout here to lead off his outing. In the top of the eighth, that'll send Eduardo Fernandez to the plate. This is Palish's first outing as a baller. 2021 All-Pac-12 honorable mention. Is it Jake Palish? Pitch on the way is cut on and fouled off. Move it to a 0-1 count on Eduardo Fernandez. Palish has two older brothers, Zach and Austin. Joy's playing the piano and inspiring to be a software developer. Was pursuing his master's at Texas A&M as the 0-1 is fouled off by Fernandez into the bullpen for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-2 is your count. Palish actually spent 4 years of his undergrad at Stanford. He's a smart kid then. Then went to Texas A&M for his graduate year. 91 Division I games, 7 starts, a 14-6 overall record. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says our infield umpire in Corey Gerber. Two batters faced and two swinging strikeouts for Jake Palish. Good start for the lefty. Eduardo Fernandez now down on strikes. Braylon Haraba will now dig in. Braylon Haraba on the evening is 1-4-3. A single back in the fifth inning. Palish's first pitch, low and inside. 1-0 is your count. Palish, a big lefty at 6'4". Actually played football as well in high school at Dallas Jesuit Prep. Captain of the football team. A two-time district MVP as well. 1-0 cut on a missed for strike one. He was a quarterback, played and at Dallas Jesuit Prep, completed over 59.8% of his passes for 1,800 yards as a senior. Pretty stinking good numbers for Jake Palish. Time call to the plate by Araba. Whole bunch of former Texas A&M Aggies joining the roster for the Ballers. Could call the Ballers a baby Aggies at this rate. 1-1 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Torres. Move it to a 2-1 count on Araba. Alex Hall, catcher, waiting on deck. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Some weakly grounded back towards the mound. Palish makes the play. He'll field it, fire, and retire. A batter in Braylon Haraba for the third out. A 1-3 put out. A 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Jake Palish in his Ballers debut here in the eighth. Bottom eight Ballers with some work to do. They trail 5-1. Looks like a new arm on the way for the Mudcats in return to the Ballers Baseball Network. Troy Clutch, Tim Elko, Benjamin Bailey, due up in the order. Bottom eight, new arm of the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. It's Michele Vassalotti as the pitch is inside and low to Troy Clutch. 1-0 is your count. Clutch, Elko, and Bailey due up. Bottom eight, ballers trailing 5-1. Michele Vassalotti entering the ball game for the Mudcats. 1-0 on the way. Grounded back up the middle. Vassalotti makes the play and will fire underhand to first in time for the out. It is a 1-3 putout. The first out, ballers now at five outs left. Tim Elko will dig in. Tim Elko will dig in, 1-for-3 on the evening. And a double back on the second, a run scored as well. As for Vassalotti, listed at 6'2", 210-pound, Ronnie from Valencia, Venezuela, spent all of 2021 with the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch on the way to Elko. This one is lifted in the air. Left field backtracking is Castillo. On the run, he can't get there. Advance off the base of the wall. Headed for second is Tim Elko. He will stop there. And it's the second double on the night for Tim Elko. He's got a two doubles to his nine. And is now one on and one down for Benjamin Bailey. That ball was tattooed 106 miles an hour off the bat of the power hitting at Tim Elko. Bailey will now dig in. One on and one down. Benjamin Bailey is going to dig in. 1-for-3 on the night with a single. 22-year-old is Michele Vassalotti. 9-2 on the year with a 2.23 ERA. His 32nd appearance with the Carolina Mudcats on the year. As now it will be a mound visit for Vassalotti and the backstop and Hall. Just a bit of a strategy discussion between Vassalotti and Alex Hall, the catcher. Again, 9-2 with a 2.23 ERA. Much improved outing. Vassalotti slid into a new role for the Mudcats out of a strictly bullpen arm. Last year, 5-8 with a 7.24 ERA. 22 games, 13 starts. As now he's strictly working out of the bullpen. Elko's breaking for third on a wild pitch. Throwing to third, and they got him. Close play over at third. The ball got by the catcher in Hall. Elko is out on a 2-5 putout for the second out. So now nobody on, two down, 1-0 count on Benjamin Bailey. Aggressive base running attempt for Tim Elko. However, he is put out. Ball did not get loose enough from the catcher in Hall. He made a strong throw over to third where Araba made the tag. 1-0 count, Vassalotti's pitch. In their lower part of the zone, 1-1 your count. Looks like a new arm warming for Kannapolis. Down the line might be Tyson Messer. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low and inside. 2-1 to Benjamin Bailey. I've had a couple of people comment, so this is obviously not the first time we've seen Michele Vassalotti. He was here quite a bit last year and earlier this season. 2-1 in the way, cut on the miss now, strike two. 2-2, now your count. I've had some people comment that this is the closest last name they have ever seen to my last name within a baseball team. Vassalotti, my last name is Helotti. Very close. His just is Vassa, and mine is a hello. And 2-2, time called in. It's a pitching clock violation. It'll go down to a full count on Benjamin Bailey. Pitch clock violation issued to Michele Vassalotti. Time ticks down to 14 seconds with no runners on. Now Vassalotti with a full count. Two down on Bailey. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Does Bailey go around? Yes, the home plate umpire Nobu Yosuta calls it a strikeout. So Vassalotti strikes out Benjamin Bailey. It's a very unconventional 1-2-3 inning. Now the ballers have three outs on offense left. Top of the ninth after a short break of the ballers. Baseball Network, Mudcats lead 5-1. New arm for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old, former Campbell Fine and Gamble, Tyson Messer is now in the ballgame to shut down the ninth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He'll have to do it against the leadoff batter and Alex Hall. He'll be followed in the order by Alberis Ferreira and Robert Moore. First pitch lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count on Alex Hall. 1-4-3 on the night. He did have a double last time up. He also scored a run. Tyson Messer, 5-4 with a 6.98 ERA. Pitch is in there on the 0-1 now, 0-2. Messer making another appearance on the year, 19 in the third innings pitched, 17 hits, 16 runs, 20 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 250 against Tyson Messer. 0-2 swung on and foul tip to the plate. He struck him out. Alex Hall is down on strikes. Tyson Messer starts his night with a swinging strikeout of Alex Hall. And now Victor Estevez has come over and have a chat with home plate umpire Nobu Yasuta. He's trying to say that it was not a foul tip strikeout. Alex Hall is not a fan of the call, as it looked to be a pretty clear foul tip strikeout. Nonetheless, Estevez talking with Yasuta over there. So it will be one down and top of the order, Alberis Ferrer, two up. Messer picks up his 19th strikeout on the season. Alberis Ferrer will dig in. 1-for-4, 3 strikeouts on a single on his night. Pitch is in there on a breaking ball. 0-1 is your count. Messer, a 2-pitch mix guy. He only needs a fastball and a slider. His last outing came back on a Sunday in Columbia as the 0-1 heavy. Swing and a miss from Ferrer. 0-2 now your count. Messer, an inning and a third of a shutout baseball. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. He has not allowed a run since the 16th of August against the Columbia Fireflies. 0-2 is up and in on Ferrer. 1-2 is your count. Actually, a little sneaky fact on Tyson Messer. He's been on a bit of a hot streak as of late. He has allowed just 2 runs in his last 6 outings. As the pitch on the 1-2, grounded to short. Sprinkle makes the play. He'll fire to first in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out. 2 down now for Robert Moore, the shortstop. Tyson Messer has allowed 2 runs in his last 6 outings. 5 of his last 6 outings have been no runs allowed. 5 of his last 6 have been shutout outings for Tyson Messer. The last time he pitched against Carolina back on the 5th of August in Zebulon. 2 1/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, and 2 strikeouts. Pitch is inside on Robert Moore. 1-0 is your count. Messer's been on a bit of a hot streak as of late on the bump. He's been doing very well. 1-0 on the way. Breaking ball low and off the plate. 1-0 moves 2-0. Messer started out a little cold on the year, hence the plus 6 ERA. But he's settled down as of late from what it used to be, much higher. 2-0. This one's lifted high and foul. 2-0 now moves at 2-1. It is much tougher to lower the ERA than it is to raise it as well. Tyson Messer doing a good job in lowering the ERA, almost 5 points on the year. 2-1 on the way to Moore. Breaking ball in there, called strike two. Give Messer some credit. 9th round pick in 2019 by the White Sox. Move to a completely bullpen roll. 2-2 pitch. This one's grounded weakly up the middle. Messer has to make the play. Backhands it. Throw on to first. And it gets over the head of Elko and loose into the bullpen area for the ballers. But it did hit the protective netting. It will be a single. and then a throwing error more than likely. We'll await the official scores call as Moore is going to head to second. It'll be a single and then a throwing error, allowing Moore to advance to second. So a base knock and then an E1 on the throw from Messer. So at second remains Moore, and Henry Mendez will dig in. Tyson Messer throwing the tough ground ball away. Moore with a swinging bunt back towards the mound. Messer has to field it and kind of rush the throw. Pitch on the way to Mendez. This one's fouled back. 0-1 count now on the DH for the Mudcats. 1-for-4 and a single back in the seventh. A strikeout in the fourth as well. Tyson Messer has allowed a two-out base knock and an error. 0-1 count on Mendez. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and foul. The 0-1 now 0-2. Mendez with some very bright pink batting gloves. He's got the gold accessories as well. The gold elbow guard and the gold shin guard. Not too bad out there with the swagger for Henry Mendez, the 18-year-old. 0-2 count. Messer takes a peek at second base. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball up and away. Now 1-2. Jesus Chirinos awaiting on deck. Top nine. Ballers trailing 5-1. 1-2 count. Messer looking to get out of the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch from the righty. Breaking ball low and away. Count a move even now. 2-2. Ballers will look to make a comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning. They do trail 5-1. Tyson Messer looking to hold on and keep it 5-1 and don't let the Mudcats get any more runs. 2-2 on the way. This one is lifted in the air to right field. Logan Glass coming in. He'll make the grab on the run. Four out number three. It'll be a fly out into right field for Logan Glass to a grab. Henry Mendez now 1-for-5 on the night. Well, it's comeback time. Ballers trail 5-1. They'll head to the bottom of the ninth with three outs to play with. Michele Vasiloni will return for the Mudcats, and we'll send it now into the bottom of the ninth inning after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the Ballers have three outs to play with, and they trail by four runs. Jacob Burke will dig in to hopefully start the party. First pitch is off the plate and away. 1-0 is your count. Michele Vasiloni back out for another inning of action. Looking to shut the door on the Ballers' comeback chances. Bottom nine here on a wonderful Wednesday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way from Vasiloni. The Ronnie breaking ball is inside. Move it to a 2-0 count. Vasiloni taking a little bit off on the pitch. 71 miles an hour and a breaking ball inside. Burke, 1-4-3 on the night with a double last time up in the sixth. 2-0. Fastball inside corner. 2-1 your count. Jason Gonzalez, Victor Torres will follow. Gonzalez 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Torres, the multi-hit night, 2 for 3 with a double and a single. Vasilotti's 2-1. This one is grounded sharply up the middle. Diving after it is the shortstop. Moore, but he can't get there. He gets loose in the center field for a base hit. Jacob Burke with a two-hit night. He's got a single to begin the bottom of the ninth inning. The Ballers are slowly mounting a comeback. We'll see if they can hold and keep the offense going. They've now got 9 hits on the night. Jason Gonzalez will dig in 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. So Jacob Burke at first base. He has now reached twice tonight on a double and a single. As Gonzalez will step to the plate, still in search of his first hit as a Baller. Vasilotti on the bump, pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside, 73 miles an hour inside, 1-0 your count. Vasilotti taking a whole lot off on that breaking ball. 73 miles an hour, big difference from a lower 90s fastball. 1-0 on the way from the righty. Fastball is low, now 2-0. Jason Gonzalez, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Jacob Burke at first base, got a little bit of speed on him. He's 2 for 4 in stolen base attempts. 2-0 on the way. Inside on a 2-0, now 3-0. Victor Torres, the catcher, is awaiting on deck. 3-0 count, nobody out here in the inning. Torres, the catcher, awaiting. 3-0 count, Gonzalez looking to stay patient here. 3-0 pitch. Breaking ball inside corner, strike one. Good pitch from Vasilotti. Needed a strike there just to set a tempo. Now it's a 3-1 count on Jason Gonzalez, the hitter's count. See if Gonzalez offers it a pitch here. Vasilotti looks in for the sign, 3-1. This one is swung on and fouled, tipped down the first baseline. Counting out run full on Jason Gonzalez. Burke at first base. He will be running on the pitch. Vasilotti. And the Mudcats lead 5-1. They are looking to close out the game. And the Ballers are first loss since last Friday. 3-2, runner going. Fastball away, ball 4. It's in the dirt, and that will be the first time Jason Gonzalez has reached base in tonight's game. And in 2022, as a Kannapolis Cannonballer, he's got a no-out walk, so now 2-1 and nobody out for Victor Torres. Victor Torres, 2 for 3-9 with a double and a single. He did ground out in the seventh inning. Back to Garabitos on the bump. Mudcats have only used 3 hitters tonight. First pitch to Torres in there, 0-1 your count. Nice pitch from the righty Vasilotti. As we are at about a little under than 2.5 hours of game action at the moment. 5-1 your score, Ballers. Trailing to the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 pitch. This one is lifted in the air, shallow left field. After it is the left fielder Castillo. He's got to cover a lot of ground. Now running after it, he will fumble the ball, and he gets loose in shallow left field. Throw to third is for the force out is made. It is in time. So Jacob Burke is out at third base. What a weird sequence of baseball as the fly ball caught off the glove of Castillo. We'll see what the issuing is on the scoring call. However, Torres is at first base for the third time tonight. He is on base, advancing to second is Jason Gonzalez. It'll be one down now for Logan Glass. It is a 7-5 putout at third base of Jacob Burke. Still awaiting the call for Victor Torres. As the pitch is delivered, breaking ball inside corner, strike one. It could be a multitude of things. It could be a fielder's choice. It could be an error out in the left fielder by Castillo. But there is an out on the play. Oh, one on the way to Glass is a breaking ball inside. Now 1-1. It will be a force out. So it'll be a fielder's choice for Victor Torres, who's at first base. It is a fielder's choice that Torres reaches on. So he's got a 2-for-4 night. 1-1 on the way. Fouled off by Glass. 1-2 count. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. 1-2 count, bottom nine. Ballers looking about a comeback. Tying run is on deck. It's Jordan Sprinkle. Ballers can get one more base runner here. It would be bases loaded. And the tying run would step to the plate. 1-2 count, Vasilotti on the bump. Pitch on the way in the 1-2. Ball called by our infield umpire in Corey Gerber. And that will be a free base awarded to Jason Gonzalez and Victor Torres. Vasilotti is going to retreat back to the mound. That is the third balk called by Corey Gerber and Nobu Yasuta in tonight's ballgame. They must be seeing something that we can't see up here. 1-2 count on Logan Glass still as Vasilotti. Now with runners in scoring position, here's the pitch. This one is popped up in foul ground. The first baseman, Chirino's, chasing after it, but he will not get there as the ball lands in section 103. Heads up down there. Count stays put at 1-2 on Logan Glass. Again, the third balk of the night. First by the Mudcats. Again, Jesus Valles had two earlier in tonight's game in the seventh inning. Mudcats tallied two runs in that seventh inning on two balks from Valles. 1-2 count, one down. Vasilotti comes set. Here's the pitch. This one is swung on and foul tip. Logan Glass stays alive. 1-2 remains the count on Logan. Gonzalez at third, Torres at second. Weird play out in left field by Castillo. And like what for sure what we thought was a catchable fly ball, he did have to cover a whole lot of ground, but it fell off of his glove. And the pitch is delivered to Glass, breaking ball off the plate, move it to a 2-2 count. Logan, good patience. He's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a pop out tonight. This would be a timely spot for a first base hit of the evening. Glass, one of four ballers who's not tallied a hit tonight. Total of 9 for Kannapolis, 2-2. This one is hit hard into left field, heading towards the corner. It will stay foul. Close call by Nobu Yasuta, but it will land foul down the left field line. Logan Glass stays with a 2-2 count against Vasilotti. Hard liner off the bat of Logan Glass, but it did trail foul down the left field line. Got a little bit ahead of a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Vasilotti. Sprinkle still awaiting on deck. Bottom nine, Ballers trailing 5-1 to the Carolina Mudcats. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action. 2-2 count, one down, bottom nine. Here's the pitch from Michele Vasilotti. In the dirt and blocked by the catcher, Hall. Count will now run full. Logan Glass, a warrior of an at-bat here. This is now the ninth pitch of the at-bat on the way. Again, these two sides after tonight will still have four games remaining on the week. And what a weekend of baseball it's shaping out to be here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Human Cannonballer on Friday night. Starry Night Saturday night. It's going to be a blast. 3-2. Low ball four. Logan Glass is going to reach base for the first time tonight. It'll be an out. Bases chucked full of ballers. Bottom of the ninth. One down. Jordan Sprinkle, the Rainmaker, is going to dig in. Gonzalez at third, Torres at second, Logan Glass is at first. Jordan Sprinkle will step to the plate. He's got a multi-hit game. A single and a double is now time call. Pitching coach in Drew Thomas is going to go have a chat. Sprinkle will dig in. Bases loaded and one down. Sprinkle will dig in, bases loaded. Drew Thomas having a chat with Michele Vasilotti. This ball game is only about 2.5 hours, but it really seems like it's dragged on a little bit. You can sense the ball game has reached into the later portions of the night. It's only 9:30. which I guess it is late now. It is technically a school night now. School starting back for a lot of area middle schools, high schools, elementary schools all around. I know I started college back earlier this week. Still got class tomorrow. And we got a call baseball game. All kinds of fun here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Jordan Sprinkle, the Rainmaker, is going to dig in. Bases loaded and one down. Bottom nine. Ballers are trailing 5-1, but the tying run is at the plate. Jordan Sprinkle still searching for his first home run as a baller. Vasilotti comes set. Glove at the waist. First pitch. Swung and a miss on a breaking ball. 0-1 your count. There are some dangerous bats awaiting. Should Sprinkle not be able to get anything in the way of offense? Baldwin is on deck. He's 0-4. But Baldwin is very aggressive. Swings in a lot of pitches. Vasilotti laying a lot of meatballs in the zone. 0-1 on the way. Just a bit off the plate and away. 1-1 your count on Jordan Sprinkle. Single in the fifth. A double back in the seventh. Fly out in the third, a pop out in the first for Sprinkle. This would be the perfect opportunity to assert the Rainmaker nickname. 1-1 from Vasilotti. Curveball just a bit low. Good eye from Sprinkle. 2-1 your count. Good eye from Jordan Sprinkle on a really tough pitch from Vasilotti. 73 miles an hour. Fans still holding out, enjoying the baseball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bases loaded, one down. 2-1 on the way from Vasilotti. This one's lifted in the air center field. Coming in after it is Avina. He dives forward, but he can't make the catch. Runners are going to move up. Scoring will be Gonzalez. Torres to third. To second goes Logan Glasson. A Jordan Sprinkle has made it a 5-2 game with an RBI single. Sprinkle's third hit of the night. It's his second straight three-hit night for the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. He is at first, Glass at second, Torres at third, and Jason Gonzalez has scored. Ball game now moves to a 5-2 score, and now Brooks Baldwin's going to dig in. So now tying run is at first base, and the go-ahead run is at the plate. 10 missed. He shows the aggression there. Now a 1-1 count. Pending a ground ball double play here from Baldwin, Troy Clonch will get another chance. He is waiting on deck, still searching for his first hit on the night. As Baldwin and Clonch both 0-4. And Tim Elko, the multi-hit nine, he's got two doubles. 1-1 from Vasilotti, cut and missed by Baldwin, moving to a 1-2 count. Brooks Baldwin, the switch bat. 6 foot, 275-pound, 22-year-old, 12th-round pick. Here in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Kayleigh Vasilotti on the bump, running into some trouble. 1-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. This one is weakly grounded back towards the mound. Vasilotti underhands to home for the out. And that is the only out they will get. As Torres is out on a 1-2 putout for the second out. Advancing to third is Glass. To second goes Sprinkle. And to first goes Brooks Baldwin. It is a fielder's choice. So now two down, and it's basically the same situation. Runner on first is the tying run. The go-ahead run steps in. It's Troy Clonch. Troy Clonch has an opportunity here to send the Ballers fans home happy. We'll see what he can do against Michele Vasilotti. Was now gone an inning and a 2/3. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball low and inside. Now a 1-0 count. See here, if you walk Clonch, or Clonch hits a base knock, you have an extremely dangerous batter on deck in Tim Elko. Who's 2-4 tonight with two doubles. 1-0 from Vasilotti. Breaking ball low and away, now 2-0, and the plot thickens. Clonch 0-4, a strikeout, a couple of ground outs, and a fielder's choice. Clonch, former Oregon State and Texas A&M backstop, in a multi-hit game in his baller's debut last night. 2-0 from Vasilotti. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. 2-1 your count on Troy Clonch. Clonch listed at 6 foot, 210-pound, 23-year-old, free agent signing in 2022. Back on July 31st. Born in Fairfield, California, is Troy Clonch. Now he finds himself in the White Sox organization. Time call to the plate by Alex Hall, the catcher for Carolina. 5-2 your score. Ballers have a 2-1 count on Troy Klaunch. Two outs. They trail 5-2. Tying run at first. Go ahead at the plate. 2-1 from Vasilotti. Low and off the plate. Favorable hitters count now at 3-1. I'll reiterate it again. Tim Elko on deck. Very dangerous batter. Kayle Vasilotti ought not let Klaunch reach. Otherwise, Elko with a very high potential to end the ball game there. 3-1 on the way from Vasilotti. Fastball up and in, ball four. Another run is going to cross the plate. That will be Logan Glass scoring. Sprinkle to third. Baldwin to second. Troy Klaunch with a bases loaded walk. And this ball game is now 5-3. Tim Elko is going to dig in, but not before Victor Estevez, manager for the Carolina Mudcats, comes out and has a chat. That will be the end of the night for Michele Vasilotti. New arm on the way for the Mudcats. We'll take a quick break. The plot is getting really spicy up in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 5-3 your score. Ballers with the tying run at second. The go-ahead run is at first. New arm on the way. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm with a bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 6 foot, 190-pound lefty, 24 years of age from Hato Mayor, Dominican Republic. International free agent signing in 2021. It is Leonia De La Cruz, 0-2 with a 2.31 ERA on the year. He's in a bit of a tight spot. Ballers with bases loaded and two down. The tying run is at second base. Go-ahead run is at first. Tim Elko, the big power bat with a multi-hit game, is at the plate. Pitch on the way from De La Cruz. It's a breaking ball inside. Ball one. 1-0 your count on Tim Elko. De La Cruz enters in relief of Michele Vasilotti, who couldn't quite close out the game. Elko, this is his first time facing off against a lefty. 1-0 count on the way from De La Cruz. This one is lifted high and deep right field. Backtracking is Fernandez on the run. Will make the grab. Four out at number three. And this ball game has come to a close. Tim Elko puts a charge into a ball out in right field, but a leaping effort by Fernandez out in right. and making the play out there are the Carolina Mudcats, who pick up the 5-3 win despite a valiant effort late by the Kannapolis Cannonballers to make the comeback. We'll take a quick break and do a post-game recap here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers drop this one at 5-3 on a Wednesday night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back. Post-game show after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Welcome back into the broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark, here on a wonderful Wednesday evening as the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop Wednesday night's matchup with the Carolina Mudcats. 5-3 is your score. Ballers put together a nice comeback effort here in this bottom of the ninth inning, but they come up just short after a leaping grab out in right field by Eduardo Fernandez of the Carolina Mudcats on a hard hit ball from Tim Elko. Ballers drop this one at 5-3. They are out hit 12-10 in tonight's ballgame. Kannapolis with one error, Carolina with none. Garabitos picks up his fifth win on the year. He is now 5-0. Vaez, 3-2, gets the loss for Kannapolis, and then De La Cruz comes in, and it gets the save in just one-third of an inning. Couple notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way, and you can enjoy the rest of your evening. 3-for-5 night for Jordan Springle with an RBI. It's his second straight three-hit night as a Kannapolis Cannonballer here in this series against the Carolina Mudcats. It's been a very solid week so far of offense. Sprinkle already with 6 hits against the Carolina Mudcats. He is batting 600 against this Milwaukee Brewers organizational team in the Carolina Mudcats. 2-for-5 night for Tim Elko. He had 2 doubles on the evening. 1-for-4 night for Benjamin Bailey. 2-for-4 night for Jacob Burke. 2-for-4 night for Victor Torres with an RBI. And then Logan Glass 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Ends the night of notable offensive performers for Kannapolis. On the other side, Martin Carrasco. A really solid night in his first start back. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned. No walks and a 7 punch outs. Vaez, 3 innings and a loss. 9 hits, 4 runs all earned. No walks and 3 punch outs. Palish comes in, 1 clean inning with 2 strikeouts. And then Tyson Messer, 1 inning, 1 hit, and 1 strikeout. That is now 6 of his last 7 outings. He has tallied a shutout performance as Tyson Messer. Really solid work from the righty, former Campbell Fighting Campbell. On the other side, the Carolina Mudcats, and they come up victorious tonight. Every single one of their batters tallied at least 1 hit tonight. Ferrer, 1-for-5. 2-for-5 night for Moore, the Robert Moore with an RBI. 1-for-5 night for Mendez. 1-for-4 night for Chirinos with an RBI. 1-for-4 for Castillo with a run scored. 1-for-3 with an RBI for Jace Avina. And the big night comes from Eduardo Fernandez. 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a home run in the second inning. And then 1-for-4 nights for Haraba and Alex Hall. The Mudcats need 4 pitchers. They didn't think they need 4. They thought only 3. But a little bit of trouble late for the Carolina Mudcats on the bump. Henderson goes 2 innings in a return to action. 2 hits, 1 run, no walks, 4 punchouts for one of the top picks by the Brewers in last year's draft. Garabitos, what a outing for Garabitos out of the bullpen. The lefty, 5 innings, 5 hits, no walks, no runs, and 8 strikeouts in 5 innings. 8 of his 15 outs pitched were via the punch out. Very solid work on the bump for Pablo Garabitos, the lefty. Vassalotti, inning in two-thirds, three hits, two runs, three walks and a strikeout. And then De La Cruz gets the save in a one-third of an inning. He faced only a one batter. It was Tim Elko, who had a very hard line drive into right field, but Eduardo Fernandez made the grab out there for the third out of tonight's ball game, and that concludes tonight's game. 2 hours and 46 minutes of game action as 1,600-plus Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for a Wednesday night matchup. We will do this all again tomorrow night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thirsty Thursday, Dueling Pianos night, Greasy Keys bobblehead giveaway. It's going to be a really fun night tomorrow night. I'm going to definitely try to get some requests in for our Dueling Pianos night. Going to be quite a fun night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure to grab your tickets and come on out and hang out with us. Dylan Burns will get the start. Former USF Bull, 0-1 with a 1.80 ERA against the righty Edwin Jimenez, 4-5 with a 4.74 ERA. Ballers drop tonight's game 5-3, but it is now a 1-1 series, and we'll do it again tomorrow night in the third of six matchups. From all of us here in Kannapolis, Dan Helody bringing you all the action here. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and hanging out with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If you're not here at the ballpark, that means you're on the broadcast, MILB.TV, the free audio stream on kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. We appreciate you tuning in. As always, thank you for hanging with us as the Ballers now have just 10 games remaining at home here in 2022. We'll leave you, as I always do here, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers drop this one 5-3. Good valiant effort late, but Kannapolis comes up just short. We'll see what they can do in the third game of six tomorrow with a 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll see you tomorrow, and we hope you have a great rest of your night. Have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch.